SRN News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli strikes hit near several hospitals in Gaza City early today as the military pushed deeper into dense urban neighborhoods in its battle with Hamas militants. The fighting has prompted increasing numbers of civilians to flee toward the south of the besieged territory. Also on SRNNews.com, the White House says Israel has agreed to put in place 4-hour daily humanitarian pauses in its assault on Hamas in northern Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the humanitarian pauses could have multiple benefits, including helping the hostages.
We obviously like to see these pauses be useful in getting all 239 hostages back with their families, to include the less than 10 Americans that we know are being held. So if we can get all the hostages out, that's a nice finite goal. The pauses could be helpful for that.
The Washington Post removes an editorial cartoon after backlash from pro-Hamas readers.
The cartoon was based on common knowledge about how Hamas uses human shields in Gaza. The political cartoon, titled Human Shields, depicted a Hamas terrorist with infants, children, and women tied to him as he questioned, "How dare Israel attack civilians?" Drawn by cartoonist Michael Ramirez, a 2-time Pulitzer Prize winner, the caricature was criticized by anti-Israel readers who saw it as a discriminatory portrayal of one of the leaders of Hamas. In response, the opinion section editor, David Shipley, apologized for approving the cartoon and removed it. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Democratic operatives believe that Joe Manchin's decision not to seek re-election virtually ensures the party will lose his Senate seat next year in West Virginia. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 220 points. This is SRN News. Liberty Counsel is out with a warning.
The Christian legal firm has issued an advisory about the so-called gender surgery industry, which it says is expected to grow to nearly $5 billion a year in the United States by the year 2030. As of November 2023, at least 26 states allow their Medicaid insurance programs for low-income families to cover medically mutilating procedures on minors. Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver said taxpayers should not be paying to irreversibly mutilate children. Bill Alexander reporting.
You can add Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud to the growing list of athletes professing faith in Jesus Christ. After a record-breaking day on the football field November 5th, Stroud began a post-game interview by giving, quote, "all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Stroud has been vocal about his Christian faith for years. He says it helps him face life's challenges. This is SRN News. The Red Cross gets an earful from the Israeli medical community. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Doctors, medics, and emergency personnel numbering in the hundreds demonstrated outside the Tel Aviv headquarters of the International Red Cross on Thursday, protesting the organization's failure to pursue normal hostage protocols regarding those held by Hamas terrorists. The ages of the 239 captives range from 6 months into the 80s. Many requiring ongoing care, according to their families. Nevertheless, during the 5 weeks since their capture, no name list or proof of life has been provided, nor has the Red Cross visited any of the victims. Nevertheless, Israel remains under intense pressure to accept ceasefires. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeremy House.